Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
For investors, what should you watch in the new year and what should you worry about?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, everyone. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock in the newsroom at the Journal. So there is a lot going on in the world these days. Perhaps you've noticed that, whether it's Washington or on Wall Street. And of course, when you do have a lot going on, anxiety tends to go up. So what should you worry about in the new year? Let's welcome in Brent Schutte. He is the chief investment strategist for Northwestern Mutual Wealth Management Company. So, Brent, you have sketched out a few thoughts about what to watch and what to worry about. So, primarily, what's foremost on your brain these days?
Well, I mean, I think we've had a lot of worrying, just to kind of go off the first question about what I'm worried about. If you look at 2016, for example, there was a lot of pessimism. We had four sub-20% readings on the Association of American Individual Investors. And that sub-20 readings, just to put that in context, if you look back to 1987, there are only 27 other times that we've actually been below 20% on people who responded to a survey that they were bullish. And so I guess the good news is that we've had a lot of pessimism, a lot of worry, and that actually warms my heart a little bit, because it means that there's still some upside in this market, is not done moving higher yet, potentially.
It seems as though investors can watch the news coming out of Washington and say to themselves, boy, okay, we have a changing of the guard here, one president leaving, a new one coming in. How does an investor deal with that?
You know, I think people sometimes overestimate the power of a president, and I don't want to, you know, downplay it too much, but I heard a lot of the same things over the past 22 years of my career, where, you know, we have kind of a divided country where one side of the equation would call me and typically be worried about what the new president was going to mean. And you know, if I look back over that 22 years, we're higher than what we were when each one of those presidents took office. And so I don't want to downplay it too much, but it is a big economy. It's $18 trillion. There are all kinds of other smart people who figure out ways around rules and regulations. And so I always like to say that we don't deal the cards. We just play the hands that we're dealt. And a lot of times I think that boils down to more sectoral type of ways. And so if you look at each and every president, they typically have a few things they'd like to get done. And that does have an impact more on sectors. And if you look at, for example, the financial sector over the past few weeks, it's rallied quite heavily. Now, whether that's economic-driven or president-driven, you look at this president, and he does appear to want to be more pro-business friendly. We saw CEO confidence tick up. You saw the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index released earlier this week that actually spiked quite high. And so we have a president who appears to be willing to roll back some rules and regulations, and perhaps some of those may help the financial sector, some other sectors of the economy. And so I would focus more on that than the overall what the president means.
Meantime, the Federal Reserve has been making noise about raising interest rates this year. That seems to be a wild card.
Right. So you asked me what I worried about, and I kind of said I wasn't worried about too much, and that's not completely accurate. But I guess what I worry about a lot longer term, I guess to kind of put it in context, we believe this recovery or this expansion ends exactly the way every other expansion ends, with something in excess. And something in excess is usually economically. You can think back to the housing market in 2006 and 2007. The good news is we don't see anything out there right now, at least, you know, that's evident that is in excess right now. And so we think this recovery eventually ends that same way. I guess the one thing that I worry about is we have a Federal Reserve who's been telling you for years that they're going to wait around too long. They've been saying they're going to keep rates lower than what they otherwise would be to help support the recovery. We worry that at some point the Fed has to take it back faster than what the market expects, and that would cause some consternation in the markets. We're not there yet. That could be some time away. But, you know, we've done essentially two rate hikes in the past year, and we worry that the market is too complacent about the level of potential rate hikes in the future.
We're talking with Brent Schutte. He's the chief investment strategist for Northwestern Mutual Wealth Management Company. And you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. So, Brent, where to invest in the new year? What do you have your eye on right now?
So over the past year, we've spent a lot of time moving money towards the international markets. And so if you think about the past 5 or 6 years, the U.S. markets have been heavily in favor, and that is pretty much reflected in their valuations. And so we're not negative on the U.S. We just believe that longer-term valuation does matter, and it's a headwind to potentially the U.S. market moving much higher just because the valuations are fairly high. If you look across the ocean and you look to, for example, the Eurozone or even the emerging markets, we believe those markets are much cheaper than in the U.S. for good reason. They haven't grown as fast as the U.S., but we do believe that foreign growth will outpace what people currently have penciled in. And under that type of analysis, we do believe that those markets will move higher in the coming year. And so we've moved money towards the emerging markets last year and towards the Eurozone, which have been out of favor over the past few years.
That seems to be a vote of confidence of overseas activity and maybe not a great vote of confidence in Wall Street. Do you think things are overpriced on Wall Street?
I'm not for sure they're overpriced. I just think they've already discounted some of the good news that will be coming in the U.S. And so we do think the economy moves higher in the U.S. And if I, and actually think the economy moves a little bit higher than what people imagine if we go through the exercise of C plus I plus G plus NX. If you look at valuations in the U.S., we're already, kind of there. And so we do believe the U.S. markets move higher. We just think there's better opportunities overseas where there is a lot of pessimism still, and valuations are much cheaper. And if economic growth continues in those economies, which over the past few months has actually been fairly good, the earnings will recover from where they are right now. They're cyclically depressed, and that will cause investors to move money towards those markets and cause them to move higher in 2017.
He's Brent Schutte. Brent, thank you for taking a few minutes.
Thank you.
Brent is the chief investment strategist for Northwestern Mutual Wealth Management Company based in Milwaukee. And I'm John Wardock. This has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm Veronica Dagger. Do you want to know how the rich invest, spend, and protect their money? Then listen to the Watching Your Wealth podcast. For more information, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts and find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.